Morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you like, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be speaking with and listening to Consuelo Luce and Cindy Friedman, who have a music concert coming up very soon, and Robert Knott will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I'd like to welcome Barbara Orbison. She is the widow of Roy Orbison, the great singer, songwriter, rock and roller, and she is here for an event. It's a screening for New Mexico Women in Film this coming Sunday, the 23rd of May. And it's called Black and White Night, and it's at 7:30 at the Lensic. Welcome, Barbara, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
So Roy Orbison had a long career with some sort of cycles. In the 60s, he was very famous. In the 80s, he made a great comeback, which is when this film was made.
Yeah, this film actually was made in 1987 in Los Angeles.
It was just a year before he died.
Yeah. And he invited friends like, it's really called A Black and White Night, Roy Orbison and Friends. And the friends are the ones that really needed to be applauded, because the concert is just spectacular. It's the largest fundraiser for the PBS.
Right. Who were some of the musicians who played on it?
Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Katie Lang, the original Elvis Presley band, Elvis Costello, James Burton, J.D. Souther. It just was an incredible. T-Bone Burnett was there as well, and he was the musical director.
I was watching some of it last night. It's a great concert movie. Why did they choose to shoot it in black and white?
Well, I produced it, and I just wanted to give Roy a timeless gift.
Uh-huh.
And it just, in those days, in 87, every television show was filmed in color. So it was a real struggle to get it in black and white. And now, it's applauded for being one of the finest rock and roll shows. And I'm here in Santa Fe because tomorrow night at the Lensic at 7:30.
I'm sorry, tomorrow night, not Sunday.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Right here at this fabulous theater, the Lensic, we are going to show the Black and White Night. And I decided to come. I was invited by the New Mexico Women in Film and to host this night. And then some of the proceeds are being given to help the challenge of homelessness in New Mexico. So I'm really proud and really delighted to be here to give my time.
So Roy Orbison and you now have a sense of giving back for the public good.
Well, I started already, and Roy always gave back too. And right after Roy's death, I did a tribute to him a year later that again had everybody from Pete Townsend to Johnny Cash to Katie Lang to Chris Isaak coming together in Los Angeles. And I gave all the proceeds, every penny, to the homeless. And I have a Roy Orbison house for the homeless in Los Angeles. And I have helped, in the house we always have 26 homeless people living. So I'm really aware of the problem, always have, and it just touches my heart.
So we don't have a whole lot of time because I have to get the next folks on, but I wanted people to know about this because it's a great concert movie, and he was a wonderful singer and musician. Probably a lot of people remember him for the song Only the Lonely and many other songs as well. I just wanted to ask you, you've just marked the 20th anniversary of his passing, and for somebody who was married to and spent many years of their life with somebody who made that much of a contribution and who was so famous, for you, what's it like to both keep his memory alive but also move on in your own life?
Well, that's just what you do. I still with my children, handle the legacy of Roy Orbison. But going forward, I live in Nashville and I live in Malibu in England, and I have other companies that do music. I just had the George Strait number one right now, River of Love. You know, you have a local singer here, Ronnie Dunn, Brooks and Dunn, just had their last number one. And so I'm a publisher and producer and writer myself. So we have this, the current Taylor Swift single, You Belong to Me. So, you know, my life has gone on very nicely. But, you know, when you're in the position and you have something like this film that I own, The Black and White Night, I just feel it's very important because it was given to me. It's a gift, and I have to keep on giving it. And so that's why I'm here tonight, because I'm really serious about challenges in the world and that all of us can make a difference. So please come join me. It's Saturday night at the Lensic in Santa Fe, 7:30. With question and answers, and then we're going to show the concert.
And that's at 7:30 in the evening, and it's a benefit for New Mexico Women in Film. Barbara Orbison, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. Just stay tuned for a moment to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Cindy Friedman. She's the cantor at Hamakom, and Consuelo Luz, musician, activist, songwriter, and frequent guest on this program. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Good to be here.
It's great to be here.
So nice. You're going to be giving a concert. You're going to be giving an event this Sunday, the 24th of May, from 5 to 7 at Vanessi's. It's a benefit for Hamakom. Bima to Cantina. What does the word Bima mean?
Bima is the place on the pulpit, so to speak, where the Holy Scrolls are taken out and placed there and read. And so what we mean when we say from Bima to Cantina is all that open-hearted, loving, peaceful place where that liturgical music comes from. That open-hearted, loving, peaceful place is in all kinds of music. And Consuelo has this rich history of performing not only Latin ballads, but the Sephardic Jewish music. So we're going to run the rainbow of music from the Bima to the Cantina.
The Cantina is a place where people bare their souls and open their hearts and sing songs.
And drink.
The drinking helps open your heart so that you can sing and be open to these emotions, which are so powerful, especially from the Latin tradition, which is what I grew up in. We have some songs that are heart-opening, that are, our love songs are unconditional love. They're about, you know, I love you so much, go and explore the world and kiss other lips, because I want to know that when you come back, you're mine. And if you find somebody else to love you more, go with my blessing. I love you. And anyway, that's the...
How could you have betrayed me like that? I will die 100,000 deaths.
That's the other side of it.
One of Consuelo's songs says, if you look at me, I'll just die. I'll go insane.
So this is Cantina, which provides a sort of contrast to the religious music that you're talking about.
Well, that's the whole thing. We're doing mostly music that opens the heart and some contemporary folk. Consuelo and I are, of course, each singing solos, but we're doing some great music together as well, combining our performance traditions and...
Shall we give you a little snippet?
We could indeed.
This is a song I wrote. Cindy and I both did a journey together, which was the Bat Mitzvah journey. And we went on a vision quest. Our Rabbi Malka sent us out into the wilderness. And out of that day in the wilderness came this song. We're just going to sing you the first verse.
Okay.
And the Hebrew word ima means right. Mother.
Mother. So it's about going back to the earth, going back to the mother, which is a very important and very vital aspect of the Jewish tradition, which is its connection to the earth as a tribal culture that it is. Where the wind begins and the grass is invented and deep molecules dream and spin the dancing filaments of ourselves. Where stones talk and the embrace of gravity and the ancient language of birds call us home. Ima, I am you.
I am you.
Ima, I am you.
I am you.
You call me back to
all that's true.
All that's true.
On, but you'll hear more on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a little snippet.
Right, so that's some of the music that's going to be played on Sunday. How did you become a cantor?
I've been a singer all my life. My history goes back from musical theater to contemporary folk and performing for workshops and retreats and yoga retreats all across Europe. And I grew up Jewish and kind of was away for it for a number of years studying other faiths. And somehow something clicked a number of years ago where I took my passion for music and how it opens the heart to my new passion for this amazing liturgy. And I'm bringing it all together. I'm the cantor for Hamakom. I'm also a student in an ordination program. So all my rich history of performance and this amazing poetry that's there for thousands of years just kind of has come together for me in recent years. And I have great mentors.
Are rabbis often cantors and cantors become rabbis?
Not usually. Many rabbis can sing, but it's really a different experience. It's really a different experience. But there's definitely crossover. I mean, I lead the complete service when Rabbi Malka is out of town, so, but they're not always the same.
So you also discovered or rediscovered your Jewish roots at
right,
some point in your
life.
Right,
on my mother's side from Chile, the Converso tradition, which is the converted Jews from Spain who moved to South America 100 or so years ago and kept this knowledge hidden. But kind of passed it down through the generations. And I'm the first
really
in my family to explore this and acknowledge it.
And you've made it your own?
Yes, I have. And the music is a large part of what drew me back, because this Sephardic music that I sing is so gorgeous, this ancient music from the Jews of Spain, which again for me combines that the tradition of Judaism with the tradition, the Latin Hispanic tradition, which, as I mentioned before, has all this sensuality and emotion, and when it comes together for me in this music.
On a religious level, did you just drop out Catholicism, or did you sort of add Judaism?
You know, I'm a universalist. I believe that I speak a lot of languages, and I've lived in a lot of countries, and I studied a lot of religious traditions, and I believe that they're all paths to the same goal and to the same end, and we're all in this together, and it's different. For me, religion is a different language for experiencing God, for experiencing spirituality, and I would love to say that I can mix the two, that my soul is a mixture of it all. I think that there are those who say you can't do that. I'm in the process, my whole life is an exploration of my multiculturalism. I have Indian indigenous blood from South America, I have Basque blood from north of Spain, and then I have the Sephardic blood, and so who am I? Well, I'm a combination of all those.
A universalist.
Exactly. You know, at our concert on Sunday, Consuelo and I are going to be doing everything from a little bit of blues to this rich Sephardic musical tradition, to the Latin ballads that Consuelo will be doing, and some contemporary folks. Who just want everyone to know that it's really going to be a cross-section of music. That's why we said from Bima to Cantina and everything in between.
Tell us, can you, do you, actually we have a song queued up. Do you want to play something from one of your
sure.
records?
Yeah.
This is from a disc called Adio.
Oh, yes. This is probably Mar de Leche, which is a ballad from Spain.
Let's go ahead and hear that, and then we'll come back in a moment.
Yo me haría un pescador. Pescaría mis valores, pescaría mis valores. Y con palabritas de amor. Si la de leche, yo me haría un pescador, oh, oh. Pescaría mis dolores, 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 con palabritas de amor. Dame la mano, paloma, para subir al tu nido, maldicha que duerme sola, maldicha que duerme sola, maldicha que duerme sola, maldicha que duerme sola.
To the music of Consuelo Luz. What was that song about and where was it from?
That is from Spain. And the Jews.
So you sing it with that real Spanish accent.
What? Me?
Yeah.
Mar de leche.
Pescador.
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 Well, that's the Ladino pronunciation.
Oh, okay.
The Ladino was the Spanish dialect that the Jews used in Spain. They took it with them when they left after the Inquisition, and they took it with them to the different countries where they settled. And this music is what maintained that language, really. So when you hear sounds that don't sound traditionally Spanish, like sh and j,
right,
it's that's the Ladino coming out.
Now, you have a guitar sitting here. Did you
I
want
do.
Did you want to play something?
I do. Well, we're just going to do a little tidbit of a little song about the healing spirit that we're going to do together this Sunday at the concert at Vanessi's at 5 o'clock. And Consuelo's playing the harmonica. I got the healing spirit. 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 A song. This morning, Mary Charlotte's Cafe, to tell everybody Consuelo and Cindy are performing this
yeah.
Sunday.
Cindy Friedman and Consuelo Luz. So that's traditional Jewish music?
Oh, yes. Yes. That's exactly what I mean, though, when I say once the heart is open and the words are out there, all the faith paths come to the same place musically. I mean, they just do.
Interesting.
And it was really fun working on this with Consuelo because I knew her from her beautiful Ladino music and Sephardic music, and I did not know she played the harmonica.
Right.
A lot of people don't know. It's my closet instrument.
So it's
once in a
be
while
so
I
much fun.
Take it out and have fun.
So this is all on Sunday the 24th at Vanessi's here in Santa Fe from 5 to 7 in the afternoon. It is interesting to sort of think about how religious music of different traditions works on the heart. Some of the Protestant hymns are so ethereal and sweet and sad and beautiful. But they're not earthy, you know, they don't make you feel the pulse of life. And some of the Latin music really fills in that way, although it may or may not be religious. But what's the boundary between religious and everything else anyway?
If your heart is open. And, you know, so much of the traditional Jewish music, you don't even have to know the words. All you have to know is lie, 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 lie. Hi, lie, 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 lie. I mean, you can't help but just feel it in your throat and feel it in your heart. And
the Jewish tradition is actually an incredibly passionate,
yes,
sensual, and earth-based culture,
right,
which is why I'm drawn to it, and I have made it my path, although I embrace all, and I understand that every
right.
path has a validity. I find that there is this deep connection to our ancient, primitive, tribal nature, which is we need more of these days because we've gotten so disconnected from it that we're destroying our very home, which is the earth. So for me, it's a very important part of spirituality to acknowledge that connection and to live it.
I think there's also a strain of deep sadness because of all the, you know, tragic circumstances that have occurred. One hears that in Jewish music as well. And at the same time, sort of celebration of being here, being alive, surviving.
Oh, yeah. So much of the music is just about gratitude. You know, thank you. I'm here. Thank you for the earth. I mean, it's so universal. So universal.
There are lots of, in Sephardic music, a lot of songs with a theme of exile, as
right.
you were saying. That's the history of the Jews, is to exile, is to wander. But it's part of also the nature of Judaism, is the wandering. The wandering is a process that we acknowledge as a part of our path.
I have a feeling you're going to play one more song. It's just a feeling I get by the way you're holding up this little, what is it, a charango?
The charango. The charango. This is a charango from Chile, where my mother's from. And the charangos are from the Andes, so you find them in Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru, and Chile. And I discovered this when I was visiting Cusco a few years ago, and I started playing it, and I just love it. It's not really Sephardic, but since I am the living
since you are the
mixture,
world representative for music.
Just go for it.
I'm just going to do a little snippet. We don't have much time, right?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
This is a song about exile. Trees cry for rain, mountains for air. I cry for you. It rains and the water fills the patio. If you see my love, tell her it is from my eyes. And what is to become of me? I will die in strange lands. Árboles, árboles, lloran por lluvia y montañas por aire. Los mis ojos por ti, querida amante. Torno y digo que vas a ser de mí. En tierras ayer nació, me voy a morir. Lluvia y lluvia hizo y se mojó la calle, la calle y el cortillo. Anda desilde al mi amor. Anda desilde al mi amor. De los ojos míos.
Consuelo Luz here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe playing the charango. And thank you. So I can't believe you are playing and singing this early in the morning, both of you.
I can't believe it either.
Consuelo has exiled us to the Santa Fe Cafe.
That's right. Well,
I feel in exile from my voice right now, actually.
Yeah,
it's a little early to be singing, to tell you the
really
truth.
Fun. Well, we want to remind everyone about our concert.
Which is Bima Tu Cantina, Saucy and Sublime World Music from 5 to 7 on Sunday at Vanessi's here in Santa Fe, 434 West San Francisco Street. It's a benefit for Hamacom, where Cindy Friedman is the cantor, and Consuelo Luz is a very versatile musician and activist, and both of you moving toward world peace for all of us.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Robert Knott's going to be here in just a moment. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us here every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
How do I follow that act by singing?
Oh, that's a good question.
I better not.
That's some tough competition.
I don't think I'm going to try it until the end of the show.
Yeah, no, you sing like an angel.
Like an angel, huh?
With just a little dot of devil inside, just like that little dot of yin inside the yang, you know what I mean?
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's like having that kind of, what do you call that? You want vanilla ice cream, but you want just a little bit of chocolate in it, right?
Yeah, kind of like that.
You don't sound totally convinced.
Oh, I'm so convinced.
You sound dubious.
We're convinced. Anyway, how are you? What's going on?
I'm great. I'm loving the rain. I guess it's going to rain through the weekend, and that's fine with me, even though there's no top to my Jeep, which means I got rained on yesterday while I was driving. But if you drive fast, you can escape the rain usually. It's when you stop at the stop signs that it catches up with you. So I ran about 4 stop signs yesterday, but nobody was around. So, yeah, this is the weekend for the History Museum.
This is the weekend for the History Museum, and we talked about it. And there's a big, big ribbon cutting and celebration, all sorts of things. And honestly, if you want crowds and fun and a buzz of life all around you, go to the plaza all day on Sunday. If you want to see the History Museum in quiet leisure, you might want to kind of go after it.
Wait a week or so. I have a feeling Sunday's going to be a madcap house.
It's going to be a madcap. It'll be fun, but it's that kind of energy when everybody in the world shows up.
Well, Saturday night is, I guess, you have to pay a lot of money to get in, and that's not something that I'm going to do. But Sunday is free admission from noon to 6. The museum is downtown. I don't know the exact address, but it's at the corner of Palace and... What's it? Is that Lincoln?
Lincoln,
thank you. And they're going to have a number of things in the museum and its exhibits. There's huge spread on it in today's Passe Tiempo. Paul Weideman, abated by Craig Smith, did some great stories on the history of the space of the museum, the building, the exhibits, the fashion show. So free admission Sunday, noon to 6, great for the kids. Noon to 1 o'clock, Native American drummers in the Palace of the Governors. 1 to 3 o'clock, this concerns me. I just want to be a little critical. I try to be very supportive of the arts, as you know, but sometimes... 1 to 3 o'clock, ribbon cutting with Museum Director Francis Levine, who I very much like.
You got a problem with that.
And other dignitaries. 1 to 3 o'clock, 2 hours of ribbon cutting. This is the problem with these things. People get up and talk, and there's like 8 people.
No, you cut the ribbon at 1, and then everybody runs through the starting
gate.
That's
fine if that's all there is. But if there's like 6 people introducing 6 other people, what they need to do is say, ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting the ribbon. The beer's on me. Then everybody's happy. But if this is like one of those lengthy soliloquies...
The operative word being beer.
That's right. It's 1 o'clock. It's time to start drinking. Having said that, I'm delighted for them. I'm just teasing Fran. I think it's going to be a great museum. I'm looking forward to going in there. There's a lowrider display at 3 o'clock on the plaza. There's book signings in the History Museum gathering space. And at 5 o'clock, Maria Benitez's La Nueva Generación performs on the plaza. By the way, Maria's getting a... How do you call it? An award. She's going to be a notable New Mexican as per the Albuquerque Museum Foundation. It's going to be down in Albuquerque, but they're honoring this wonderful woman who's a beautiful artist and a beautiful lady in my eyes. So 6 o'clock Wednesday at the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History on Mountain Road. Then they're going to have a reception at the Hotel Albuquerque down in Old Town at 7. It's an award dinner. There will be a performance by her next generation. You got to pay. It's a little pricey, but you get to eat. You get to see Maria, and this is a great thing because she's a great lady. Right? You want a phone call? Here it comes. 505-842-0111. And Craig Smith wrote a little mixed media in today's Passe Tiempo about it on page 12.
And we did the very first thing today was Barbara Orbison, who's still in her wonderful beauty standing here in the cafe, is going to be at this New Mexico Women in Film screening and fundraiser. Black and White Night is the name of the concert movie. It's terrific.
Great movie.
I watched
it's a
20-year-old
last night. Terrific concert
it's a,
movie.
Yeah, and all these like Elvis stars
Costello,
from
Bruce
the from the 80s are there
backing him up. Terrific. I remember when it came out, it was a great, and it was maybe
it when it came out?
Yeah, sad to say, about a year before his death.
I know.
He was in his early 50s, but they're showing it at the Lensic, so it should be great. She's going to be there speaking,
and I
mean,
she's
Roy
lovely.
Orbison, how
she's
could
German.
You not like him?
No, you cannot not like Roy Orbison. So it's Saturday night at the Lensic. And also, I was going to ask her, but I forgot. I bet this hasn't been seen all that much on a huge screen because
no.
I think it was made for PBS. And so watching a concert movie like that in a concert hall.
You got it. I think that's a great point. It is there. I don't know how much it costs. I don't think it's too expensive.
It's not very expensive.
Call the Lensic.
But it's a benefit.
Do you call the Lensic?
Yeah, 988-1234.
Good.
Or tickets, santafe.org.
Shakespeare's coming to town. The Arden Players presents King Lear. It opens tonight with Paul Walsky as Lear, 8 o'clock. Armory for the Arts, 984-1370. Special 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday will be followed by a post-performance discussion with Jeffrey Lang, L-A-I-N-G. Cheaper for students and seniors and military people over there. Call 984-1370. This is also the second weekend, theater-wise, of Greater Tuna over at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It's a goofy little two-person comedy about a radio station in Texas.
Radio.
Radio, 8 o'clock tonight and Sunday, 2 o'clock Saturday. I'm going to go see it this weekend. 988-4262. Check out santafeplayhouse.org. I think they have Pay What You Wish Thursday nights.
And speaking of dogs, Small Dog Rescue.
You pull this every week. You just decide to do this. It has nothing to do. You're like, speaking of dogs, I'm off on some tangent that's vital to the existence of mankind.
You finished. Did you not finish that list?
I did, but I was talking about King Lear and Greater Tuna. Tuna goes with cats, maybe, but dogs?
Well, I just said, speaking of radio, Small Dog Rescue will have an adoption day at Teca 2 in San Busco tomorrow from noon until 3. And you can adopt small dogs there. And they have really nice small dogs.
There. Come get us. We need to be taken home. We're friendly.
I have 3 small dogs. I never thought I'd have small dogs. I like big dogs.
I have 2 medium-sized dogs.
As soon as I got small dogs, they just showed up, and I loved them.
And they're the same.
And our love is deep
ones.
And abiding.
Your love is keeping me inspired. Oh, wow.
Here's another one.
Yeah?
This isn't dogs. Rusalki, tonight at 9 o'clock, that's an a cappella women's group singing traditional and contemporary music from the Balkans and surrounding areas.
Wow.
And that's at Body. You can check it out by calling 986-0362 or go to bodyofsantafe.com.
To your knowledge, are they nude? I guess not. Hey, listen, there's a lot of art openings
tonight. I'm sure they wear either just normal clothes or those kinds of Balkan beautiful embroidered peasant costumes.
Well, Balkan, beautiful, goes with bear. The Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. Jimson Weed returns from the White House, and Georgia O'Keeffe Beyond Our Shores opens up there on Johnson Street. Eli Levin has paintings by Michelle Tisdale, opening 5 o'clock. He's up at 830 Canyon Road. Canyon Road has a lot of openings tonight. The Art of Russia Gallery, 200. Paintings by Valery Kosor-Ukov, reception 5 to 7. Hunter Kirkland up on Canyon Road, 200B. As Kensho, mixed media work by Jennifer J.L. Jones. Karen Ruland Gallery. Hello, Karen. That's how you pronounce her name, even though everybody calls her Karen. Preston Layard, collage, and how do you spell this? How do you pronounce this? C-H-I-N-E-C-O-L-L-E with an apostrophe on it. Something like Chini Cole or something, or you always can do these things better than me. You pronounce English better than me, come to think of it.
So Chin Collet.
Thank you. Chin Collet. Chin Collet.
I don't know French. I'm just faking it.
Hey, Chin Collet. It's work by Janet Lippincott, who passed away 2 years ago. Great New Mexican painter. Reception 5 to 7. Meyer Gallery. Meyer East has Brian Kershishnik. Reception 5 to 7 at New Works. Doug Fairfield wrote about him in PASA. Nice piece. Page 26. Selby Fleetwood at 600 Canyon Road has Edge of Color. Selby says to me, you've never seen anything like this. You've got to come see it. Okay.
Really?
Sandra Pratt's work. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go up there. I'm going to try to catch some galleries tomorrow.
Yeah, this would be a good time. The weather's gotten warmer.
Oh,
it's cool and breathable. It's a little bit cool right now.
It'd be a good night for a Canyon Road.
Yeah, it'll be a very good night. I love it. I love it in the spring and the summer.
Right, so that's 5 to 7 at Selby Fleetwood. Turner Carroll has Contemporary Tapestries, 725 Canyon. There's a ton of openings. Take a look at the Pasatiempo Calendar put together by Pam Beach. Hello, Pam.
And collected works. This is very big news. They're having
I want to speak about this. 30% off.
They're having a 30% off sale of everything in the store through Monday, through Memorial Day, and they're moving. They're moving just about a block and a half away. They're moving to Galisteo Street to this amazing space.
Closed for approximately 10 days is what they're telling me in between. So after Memorial Day, they'll be closed for 7 to 10 days. I apologize if I'm off by a couple of days. But yeah, a sale downtown, San Francisco Street across from the Lenzik, 30% off. Head on down there.
And when they open up their new space, we'll talk about that too, but I think they're going to have like a really nice coffee bar and stuff like that.
Oh, boy. Saturday. Let's say you want to go out and you say, oh, boy, it's Saturday morning. What do I want to do? The Looney Tunes cartoons aren't on anymore like they used to be on TNT.
Yeah, but you know, the
I'm not around to amuse you. So, you go to the Northern New Mexico Fine Arts and Crafts Guild Fair in Cathedral Park, 10 to 5. That's through Monday. Or you go to the Santa Fe Artist Market on Paseo de Prata behind Site Santa Fe across from the Farmer's Market. That's 9 to 2 Saturday. Or you go to the Farmer's Market 7 to noon. Paseo de Prata, you know where it is, across from Warehouse 21. Or, you go to the Santa Fe Society of Artists Group Show, 9 to 5:30 in the First National Bank parking lot downtown Lincoln Avenue across from the New Mexico Museum of Art. There's a lot of stuff you can do art-wise on Saturday. You can wander through these things. What do you know about the beautiful Consuela Luz?
She was just on the air about 4 seconds ago.
No, it was about 8 minutes ago. Tune in to hear my melodious voice.
We're also tuning in to her. Well, she and, as we discussed at length, so we don't have to repeat it too much, she and Cindy Freeman, the cantor at Hamacom, are going to be doing this thing at a fundraiser for Hamacom on Sunday from 5 to 7 at Vanessi.
I've
said it so many times now I'm messing it up. And when you were talking about Looney Tunes, I remembered that Cass Warner, the granddaughter of one of the Warner brothers who made all the Bugs Bunny movies and many movies, incredible social issues movies.
Key Largo.
I know they made. I didn't know the Warner Brothers made Casablanca.
Warner
but
Brothers
anyway,
made the best pictures.
They
never
made really amazing movies. She will be here from 5 to 7 at the Chuck Jones Gallery tonight. And there's going to be rare photos of the Warner family, Chuck Jones animation, all sorts of stuff.
And they're showing the movie again, the Brothers
and then
Warner?
Tomorrow they're showing the movie, which I just saw. We did a brief interview about it. And it's at 7:30 at the Film Museum, formerly known as the Jean Cocteau Theater.
Excellent.
Or as my friend Colleen says, the Juan Cocteau Theater.
Nice. Memorial Day train extravaganza. You like model trains, scale model? 9 to 4 on Sunday, El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. 820-0217, no charge. And I believe that's also on Monday from 9 to 1, half day on Monday, Memorial Day, El Museo Cultural en Paseo de Peralta. And I'm checking real fast to make sure. It's also Saturday, 8 to 5. El Museo Cultural, 1615 Paseo de Peralta. This is probably going to be a fun show. Bring the kids. How could you not like model railroads? My Uncle Richard used to set up model railroads in our basement and run them all the time. We thought they were terrific. That was like 1968. I also thought Bridget Bardot was pretty cool then.
No, you don't say.
Well, you bring in dogs out of left field. I can bring in Bridget Bardot, who, by the way, is a big dog lover. Music-wise.
How do you know that?
Because I follow Bridget Bardot's career even now. She's not just a sex pot actress. She actually had some acting chops and, more importantly, quite often had no trouble disrobing. But she does. She's a big
animal
lover. And
even more importantly than any of those things is a supporter of dogs.
You got it. Tonight, Vanilla Pop at Milagro 139, doing 70s and 80s, 10 o'clock, free. Tonight, Ramon Bermudez at Fuego at La Posada, 7 to 10, no cover. Tonight, Rhythm in 53rd, RB and Funk 930, small cover, Tin Star Saloon, which is one of my favorite bars. Backroad Pizza, Lucy Barna, be there playing folk music, 8 o'clock. Put a couple coins in the tip jar there if you run by there. Cafe Dominic, Jerry Carthy, Irish Tune, 6 to 9, tonight, no cover. Saturday, Celia Ferran, F-A-R-R-A-N, singer-songwriter, 7 o'clock, Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. You've got to pay to get in. 983-5022, that's also the night that Rod Harrison is playing Lord Buckley at Corazon.
Yay, is this the last Lord
I
Buckley?
I think it's the next to last, and I intend to go see it.
Oh, I'm so glad. You should definitely go see it. I love that show.
You got to pay a cover charge. Saturday night, the Hoodoos are at El Dorado Hotel, classic rock. I like that band, 8:30, small cover charge. The Wise Guys, I got to go hear these guys. I think they're 50s rock and roll. La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda, 8 to 11. I think I'll go down there and dance one of these nights. Also, a couple of little art things. On Saturday, there's a couple openings. Legends of Santa Fe on Lincoln has Upton It Elba and Jody Narocano show, reception 5 to 7:30. Carrie Fell, 4 to 8 o'clock, over at Gallery Zucker on San Francisco. Pop Gallery has the second annual Pop Femme Sugar-Coated Strange event. Already I want to go. 6 o'clock. Show runs through June 14th. And Sage Creek Gallery on 200 Old Santa Fe Trail has sculpture by Vala Ola, reception 1 to 5. That's also Opera Insider Day. If you want to get inside the opera, maybe case the joint, the Guilds of the Santa Fe Opera offer breakfast and entertainment on the theater patio, followed by a backstage tour at 8:30. It's about 7 or 8 miles north of Santa Fe, right off 84 to 85, no charge. Phone number, 986-5955. Pretty cool. So there's many things. Oh, what about those little birdies all over town?
Yes, Christy Hengst.
From FACT, Birds in the Park, Alto Park on Saturday.
Oh, is it? Okay.
They were outside the City Hall the other day.
Yeah, Saturday, May 23rd, Alto Park. She's made this flock of, I think they're porcelain birds. And they've been they're porcelain birds. They've been landing all over the place in Santa Fe, all different parks and trees and things like that.
But they're not pooping.
No, that's the beauty of porcelain birds.
Oh, boy.
They also don't fly. But they also, anyway, they're going off to Central Park in New York. They're going to Big Sur, California.
Wait a minute. They don't fly and they're going to Central Park?
Well, they're being flown.
I see.
I mean, we don't fly, but
fine,
we fly.
Come down for
right?
Birds. I'm going to be flown.
Do you fly?
Do I personally fly?
Do you personally fly?
No, but I told you the story when I was 5 years old. My father, a carpenter, made me plywood wings. He had me go up on this little hill behind the house in a really windy day. He said, run and flap your wings. My mother wasn't there. And it lifted me up about 5 feet, and then I collapsed and rolled and tumbled, and the wings broke, and I started crying. He tried to shush me up with ice cream, and then my mother came home and was furious. She's like, what are all the hijinks to pull? What sort of shtick is this? She'd get all mad. She was like Bud Abbott. She'd like, what are you doing with him? He's only five making him fly. I don't know what this has to do with. What'd you ask me?
I asked you if you flew.
I tried it once, and it didn't work out.
Well, there's two kinds. I mean, you could say yes and no. Yes, you fly in airplanes. No, right. You don't have wings.
In my teens, I would sometimes fly when I was trying out strange substances that were little cigarettes.
Anyway, these birds are in Alto Park, Bicentennial Park, and they are here. And if you want to go see them, check it out tomorrow morning.
Excellent. College of Santa Fe Alumni Bingo. The college supposedly is closing its last day today.
Have we come to this?
We have. 7 o'clock Thursday night. It's the Alumni Hall. You want to go play bingo? I guess anybody can go if they're advertising it in the Positampa.
Whatever. Whatever it takes.
Meanwhile, there's the Dennis Hopper exhibit is still up in Harwood Museum of Art and Taos on Ledoux Street. Hopper at the Harwood. 40 years of Easy Rider. Doug Fairfield reviewed it in today's Positampa, so take a look and see. Meanwhile, if you feel like driving north, pardon me, let's go south. Madrid. Johnson's of Madrid has This Land's Art. Mel Johnson paintings. They're off New Mexico 14 right down there. The Mineshaft Tavern has a garden party. Uh-oh, I'm nervous. Listen to this. Local bands and guest appearance by Ricky Nelson. 3 o'clock, Monday.
Why are you nervous?
Ricky Nelson died in a plane crash like around 1980. Remember he sang Garden Party? I went to a garden party.
Maybe it's a different Richard Nelson.
I'm very nervous. They're either conjuring up spirits or there's some impersonator down there. There's a donation. Proceeds benefit the Engine House Theater, which they're trying to keep going.
Ricky Valens and Buddy Holly died in a plane crash, too.
I know, and Willie Nelson was the guy that decided to give up a seat. He was like the guy they said, oh, we need one more seat. Can you get off? And he was like, well, I'll get off. Which is why whenever people want seats at airports, I always sell my seats.
Because of Willie Nelson.
Yeah, and every time I've done that, the plane usually gets there faster than me because they're gone. But I've waited many times for other, and then they usually pay me. I don't mind. I like airports. I can sleep anywhere, so I sleep in chairs. I read. I go to the bookstore.
We learn so many new things about you, Robert, on this show.
I meet many interesting women in the airport. It's a good place to go.
Now I'm getting the picture.
Well, I don't know what happened here. You just became, William Bendix there with that thing. Okay, I lost my train of thought. So what else? What time is it?
You lost your plane of thought. 8:53.
Man, time flies when I'm with you.
Flies. Like on your little plywood wings.
Oh, that's it. I open my heart up to you just instinctively, collectively, and sometimes mesmerizingly. And then this is what happens later in the show. There's a zinger. That's why women always say to men, what are you thinking? They don't, we tell you what we're thinking, we get in trouble.
We do?
Yeah, let's say you're laying in bed after romance. And say, oh, what are you thinking? And what you're thinking is, honestly, that you need to wash the Jeep. Because you're just not there anymore. It just happens. You can't do anything about it. And then they're furious. If you say, oh, well, there's a Bridget Bardot movie on in a half hour, they get mad. If you say, oh, my God, I was just thinking of my ex-girlfriend, which is honesty. It's just for a minute your ex-girlfriend.
You have to learn to have some things that you just say in those moments.
That's what happens. So guys end up lying, and then women know it, and we get in trouble. Which
I
is
think
why
it works both ways, my friend.
Well, that's why I never ask you what you're thinking, which is probably why we have limited discussions. The 5th Annual Native Treasures Indian Arts Festival, Early Bird Viewing. I like those Laurel and Hardy movies where he says, you have to get up pretty early to fool me. What time? Oh, about 6. Never mind what time. Anyway, Early Bird Viewing, 9 to 10 o'clock on Saturday. Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street, which is where the New Mexican is. Come on down and say hey. You got to pay to get in, 476-1250. I believe that Native Treasure Show at the Community Convention Center runs through the weekend. And one more time, Black and White Nights. Want to plug it one more time? Lenzik. It's going to be Saturday night at 7:30.
Yay.
Crying.
Good stuff.
Over you.
I liked Roy Orbison. I hadn't thought about Roy Orbison for quite a while. He's very, very good.
Over you, and you said goodbye. Oh, he's terrific. I can't do Roy. I can only do Dean Martin. Look at that smile pop up. Rex Warren and the Fire Dogs. Santa Fe Brewing Company, Saturday night. Doesn't have to be there. 8 o'clock. Also, Southwest Seminars is actually having a Memorial Day lecture, Native Voices, Reconciling the Native American Grave Protection and Repatriation Act with Hopi Tribal History and Identity. Anthropologist and professor of practice at U of A, T.J. Ferguson, will be speaking at 6 o'clock, Hotel Santa Fe. 1501 Paseo de Peralta, got to pay to get in, 466-2775.
And Terry True and the Groove Tribe.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. That's a name? That's a terrific name.
Terry True and the Groove Tribe. That's his name.
Oh, that's one person?
Terry, well, no, the Groove Tribe is more than one person. But Terry True is a guy named Terry True, and his group is called Terry True and the Groove Tribe. And they'll be playing at Tiny's this Saturday at 9 o'clock and also at Corazon on Thursday the 4th of June.
Pretty good. There's a lot of stuff happening down in Albuquerque. Jewel of the Railroad Era continues. Albuquerque's Alvarado Hotel, Exhibit of Memorabilia, Albuquerque Museum of Art Museum. The Goofy Dolls Drag Troupe performs Die Mommy Die, Charles Bush Play, 8 o'clock down there at the Desert Rose Playhouse on Montgomery Boulevard. And the National Hispanic Cultural Center down on 4th Street Southwest has a number of shows. Blown Glass Show. Hispanic and Latina Works from the Permanent Production. Check it out if you want to go down there, if it's a good weekend to take a drive. And I think Gwen Stefani, who I think is really good and also very hot, is playing 7:30 p.m. Thursday down at the Journal Pavilion. So things to do. You can all find all this stuff in the Paso Tempo calendar. Most of the stuff we list is from there. We do sometimes get emails, and we always want all the information on the emails, press release stuff.
Yes, we do not want attachments.
Place.
Oh, no.
No, you're right.
We want
address.
All the information in the body of the email. Oh, yes.
We certainly do. So, none of that. What time is it?
It's 8:57 and a half.
That's pretty good.
So, you have a couple of minutes to
Marie,
sing.
Oh, Marie, and your arms I'm longing to be. Oh, baby, tell me you love me. Kiss me once. While the stars shine above me. Hey, hey, Marie, do 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 do, my Marie. In your arms I'm longing to be. Ooh, baby, my Marie. Oh, Marie, 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 Marie. I'll learn it in Italian and sing it for you then.
Oh, that's so cute. You know what I saw on the classic movie channel yesterday?
No, what?
I just happened to be flipping channels, and the colorized version of West Side Story was on.
And Dean Martin's not in that.
No, but it's an amazing thing, and it won 10. It was 1961, uh-huh. And it won 10 Academy Awards.
Tonight.
That's a great movie.
Tonight. Screenwriting conference. Take a look at my big picture column,
right.
Page 52. Starts on Wednesday.
Screenwriting conference. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Right. My name is Mary Charlotte.
We know that.
Robert Knott is with us here just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. He is the associate editor of the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And we love him just the way he is.
See my love tonight.
KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org. You can email me at radiocafe@KSFR.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website SantaFeRadioCafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's Doubtfoil Computer Services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc, the fabulous Marilyn LeBlanc, for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz a la carta.
Morning star. I was just singing tonight without any problems. I didn't do anything naughty while you were doing that. That was very good.
I know. I was monitoring it with my left ear while speaking with my...
Oh, you get to listen back to the show later on?
If I want to. It's on SantaFeRadioCafe.org.
Well, I know that, but also
you can
check
just
out
go there and you can click on it and hit listen now, and your segment has its whole own podcast, has its own little segments. So you can listen to it even if you don't want to listen to the other ones. How it's all very high tech.
Safe Memorial Day, everybody.
Happy and safe Memorial Day.
No drinking and driving.
Do not drink and drive. That is so true. Wear your seatbelt. Peace, love, and Robert Knott.
Not bad.
And
I'll see you in a while, won't I? You're going to be gone for a little while.
And Roy Orbison. Yeah, but Bill Hutchison, when during some of the coming weeks, Bill Hutchison's going to be sitting in for me. He's. Are you kidding? He's the greatest.
Giving me grief.
Besides you.
Yeah, I know. I can't flirt with him.
Hey, baby.
Yeah? Baby?
Hasta la vista.
Oh, honey.
Ciao.
Oh.